About time.
It is about time.
Yeah.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Don't touch that dial. You've found the best. KLMJ.
Ready to refresh your space? Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton with exciting news. Our limited-time home improvement and HELOC specials are here. If you've been dreaming of updating your kitchen, finishing that basement, or finally tackling those interior projects you've noticed during the long winter, now's your chance. With great rates and flexible options, it's the perfect time to turn your house into the home you love. Don't wait. Visit us or call First Bank Hampton today to find your best option. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd. We're going to be talking about today is more about scams. Here in Franklin County in the past couple of weeks, maybe even, there's been a so-called maybe false advertising scam going around the area. And we're going to be talking about what entailed in that. I can't really talk a whole lot about it because it's fairly new. I haven't talked about this type of scam. We talked about grandparent scams, things like that in the past, but this one's relatively new. And Sheriff Dodd, thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Nice to be here.
So, Sheriff, can you just explain kind of the overview of what happened in this scam? Because Franklin County was involved, but Franklin County residents, per se, didn't get scammed in this, but they were still somehow involved in this anyway.
Yeah, correct. Over the past several weeks, we've been receiving calls, and people have been directing our attention to rural residents here in Franklin County, and some have been claiming that they purchased an item, you know, from the owner of this residence, owner of this business. In this instance, it was a boat. This rural residence owner did not own a boat. He did not list a boat for sale. But what had actually happened is they had just copied part of his name, part of his business name, used his address and then phone number to make it look legitimate. They were requesting funds, which were sent to a different location to finalize the financial transaction. They were using a different phone number. But what made this unique is in one of the first that we'd heard of this scam is someone had shown up to this person's residence and, you know, simply asked, like, where's my boat? The boat didn't exist, but the funds had already been transferred and, you know, the crime was committed.
Yeah, so maybe you can kind of talk about that. The person that came here to Franklin County was from out of state. You said that you guys are getting calls from Montana, Wisconsin, Florida, Indiana, or some of the states. These people show up to rural Franklin County because that's where the, quote, advertisement was for a certain product, like a tractor or skid loader. They show up on the property. And then our rural Franklin County residents are saying, I have nothing to do with this, right?
Right. We've had another one very similar. And the local resident that, you know, we're familiar with and we know, they called and said, I have someone in my yard that is demanding this item that they purchased. I haven't advertised it. I haven't sold it. So it's involving us, but it's not involving, we don't have the scammer here. We're not receiving the funds here. We're just simply, persons are using our address. And I know that we're not unique to this. This is going on everywhere. It just becomes a little scarier when you have people, this one instance, the person had traveled nearly 5 hours, you know, and ended up here in rural Franklin County to pick up the item he believed he had purchased. It's the immediate confusion that gets our involvement. So, and like I said, just in the past 2 weeks, over this same boat, we've received over 10 calls. And like I was telling you earlier, think about how many people have kind of been involved in this scam, maybe fallen for it, maybe not. If we receive 10 calls, that means people have taken the effort to point it out to us because they know that my office, we're not necessarily investigating the financial crime part of it. We're not investigating anything other than simply we have a address that's listed on an internet ad.
Yeah, a lot to take in there. Again, we're joined by Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd, again talking about this, what I will say, false advertising scam, which involves a scammer telling a person there's something for sale, and what they were using were Franklin County rural addresses, and then some of these people being called from out of state, obviously, too, showing up to pick up that item, but obviously it wasn't for sale. And you're telling me, too, like, these are legit addresses and all that. It's basically the only thing that's not there is maybe the full name, and obviously, of course, the item's not there either.
Correct. Yeah. Like I said, they're only using our an image of a business that was here and using a legitimate address just as a way to give it, that's just another step of legitimacy, you know? So if you're on the purchasing end, if you ran across this boat and it's something you're in the market for, it's a good deal. You can put a pin in a map, like there's where my boat is. How many miles is that from my house? Like in this instance, it was nearly 5 hours for this guy to travel. He made a day of it and wasted a day. In that instance, I can't remember what he had transferred for money, you know, if he had, what he had given for a down payment. He had done something, but not the full amount. We did have another one that he paid over half the value of this boat, which was over $20,000. So now he's working, again, he's out of state as well, but he's working with local, his bank, insurance company, trying to see what he can do to recoup his loss. But it's just another scam we need to outline. And basically for residents here, you know, it does have a local connection to it. But what I really want to warn people is be careful what you're purchasing. Be careful who you're wiring money to. You know, I can sit back and kind of say to myself, like, oh, I would never do that. I would never fall for that. I would make sure I'm shaking your hand and putting the money in your hand and have already previously looked at the item. And it just kind of goes back to, like, this boat, it's priced right. It's priced probably 75% of, you know, retail value. So it is something that somebody may advertise for this amount, but it's just a little too good to be true. So we just have to be so wary of what we're doing online.
And like I told you off air, I've talked with other people about scams. These scammers are getting so creative and are getting smarter too. And probably as a result of this world of AI we live in too, I guess, Aaron.
Right. And like an ad like this, like we even talked, the layers that people have to go to, you know, they're finding an address that's a rural address. It's not like it's in a suburb where there's a police department right next door. This is pretty rural. They're finding out that, you know, I have an office of 8 people and, you know, it just makes for a good scam because it's a slow response time. And we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, especially when it comes to a 32-foot boat. You know, this is the middle of nowhere for boat sales. So it may trip someone up. But yeah, other scams that we're seeing are really involved. You know, we've had a few of those romance type scams where people are committing to, you know, they might send an image or something and they're just essentially just blackmail scams. We have a few of those. I know many of those don't go reported. And we've had more and more when it comes to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and people sharing Bitcoin type funds. And I just want to remind people, there's very few occasions in your life where someone's willing to give you money or a prize. So if they are soliciting
Especially out of the blue,
soliciting you with money or a prize in our day and age, that's just a scam. That's just no legitimacy to it. I just warn people, don't chase what's free. Like we talked about this with the boat and items for sale. I get that. It's a tangible item, something you've been looking for. We talked to one person out of Florida and he was getting ready to retire. A boat like this was part of his retirement plan. So thank goodness he didn't fall for it. Oh. You know, he reported to us and he just wanted to share with us like his aha moment. He had uncovered the scam, but thank goodness he didn't fall for it.
And again, the words, too good to be true. It is too good to be true. Always remind that. So, and I guess one quick thing too, you already kind of hit on this. Your sheriff's department can't really do a whole lot because, like you said, the buyer who lost the money, more or less, has to just go through their insurance and bank. You guys probably can't do a whole lot just because in your jurisdiction, it's just the addresses are used and that's it.
Right. And we're just kind of helping put the pieces of the puzzle together. Like, yes, we're aware. We're kind of creating a trail of information that they did report it here. We're verifying that, no, it hadn't. It's just benefiting the victim. But to date, like I said, I don't know. Other than one victim, like I said, over $20,000. He's got his work cut out for him to get that loss covered. I don't know that it'll happen.
Yeah, very good points. Again, we are joined by Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd talking about this kind of false advertising scam. Again, they're using rural Franklin County addresses and these scammers calling people from out of state saying there's a boat for sale, here's where it's located, an address used from rural Franklin County, and like you said, one person out over $20,000. This is a topic that I've talked several times with on the Newsmaker. Just be cautious when someone calls you out of the blue. Like Aaron said, when there's a prize there out of the blue, it's not legitimate. So, Aaron, anything else you'd like to add? This is obviously very informative, again, to the public, but anything else you would like to add to this?
We're always open to kind of hear about these type of scams. And, like, even in this situation, again, with limited resources, my office isn't going to get this website shut down. So if you report it to us, we are making sure it gets to the Attorney General's office. We're getting this site shut down and canceled. And we had it shut down on Friday, and it was open again by Sunday, and we received another call. So you know, there's a little more work, you know, to be done to get it stopped and ended, but, you know, we're working on it. So you see something like this, you know, please report it.
Well, Sheriff Dodd, thanks a lot for joining us, giving us the information, and we'll hopefully talk down the road.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Our thanks to Aaron Dodd for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring planting season is just around the corner, and at First Bank Hampton, we're here to help local farmers get ready. Hi, this is Josh Lang. If you're planning equipment or input purchases, talk to us about our ag loans tailored for your operation. Our team of experienced local lenders makes decisions right here in our community, so you can get fast answers, local financing, and competitive rates. Ready to start the season strong? Stop by or call First Bank Hampton today, your trusted partner in ag lending. Member FDIC.